You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. The trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Does this sound like you?
Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show.
That's right.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hottest show on the radio, that's right. Got a great show for you tonight. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. And if you want to call in, guess what? We got more telephone lines. That's right. We added two more lines. So now, shouldn't have a problem. We got four lines in the studio right now. So feel free to call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. 1680. To my right, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. You there, Lynn?
I'm here, Michael. Thanks for the introduction.
You're quite welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
You are quite welcome.
We're back. It's a week later, and welcome to the September 23rd edition of the Blind to Beyond radio show.
And let me just discuss this. To my left, we have a young man, came all the way from the other part of Florida, Clearwater. You live in Clearwater?
Palm Harbor, it's
Palm
near
Harbor.
Clearwater.
Okay.
Yeah.
His name is, listen to the name, Greg Lindbergh. You got it? Greg, you there?
I'm here. Thanks so much for having me tonight, Michael,
quite
Lynn, and Chris.
Welcome.
Great
and
to be with you guys.
Thanks to your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And Lily.
And to my left, the beautiful, the intelligent, and smart, his mama, Marsha Lindbergh.
Thank you. I am honored to be here. This is awesome. I just love it. So much fun.
And to my right, behind me, but he doesn't have a microphone. Uh-uh. The Doc Lindbergh. I call him Doc.
Dr. Lindbergh and Lily. Say hi.
Good evening. We're glad to be here.
Lily, how about you?
And Lily. Don't forget Lily.
Ruff, ruff.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass, which I can't see, Greg can't see, is the only one, I'm going to say something really nice. But you know what? I'll just introduce you. Chris Shaw.
Gee, Gallagher's, thank you.
You're right. Welcome. So sweet. Well, I was going to say something really nice. Yeah, maybe I will say something really nice.
You're making
nice
me blush over
here. You're a nice guy.
You're making a room red over here.
So, okay. What do you have to say for yourself, Chris Shaw?
I'm going
to
say this real quick.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Is that enough said?
That's enough said. Great Googa Mooga. That's what I have to say to you. Great Googa Mooga. And Greg Lindberg?
Yes.
What do you have to say?
We've got a few minutes. You can fill us in.
What do you have to say, Greg?
Sure. We'll be going to break.
Well, first off, it's great to be back. I calculated it's been 300. Okay, it's been 364 days since I was last here in the hot seat. So it's just about one day shy of a year.
And that's amazing.
Yeah,
it's coincidence.
I don't know where time goes, but it's always great to be here. I know tonight I am going to be talking about my participation in the Beat Baseball World Series, which was up in Wisconsin back the end of July, early August, so I got a lot to say about that. I also have a Beat Baseball here that I want to demo for everyone on the air, so that'll be a lot of fun.
I want to do some trivia, and you're going to sing a couple songs, and they have to guess who the original artist is. Is that it?
That's it. I brought my Fender guitar tonight, and I got a few songs I'll play parts of, and we'll play Name That Tune.
Oh, Name That Tune. You're not going to say who sang it originally.
Oh, yeah. We can. All right. Name the artist. Yeah. Like the Name That Tune game show concept, obviously.
Okay. All right. We'll do what you want.
Sure.
And how are you enjoying your new job? Fill us in.
Good. It's going very
well. Tell everybody
well.
What you do.
Yeah. I work in the marketing department at St. Leo University, and I do want to give a shout out to my marketing team there. Hope some of you guys are listening tonight. And I'm a writer in that department, so I write content for our website, blog, a lot of marketing materials, and then I also recently started doing a podcast called St. Leo 360. And I would say thanks to my involvement with this show and the times that I've been able to be on the show and be invited here, I feel like having that experience, you know, in broadcasting has really helped me a lot to be able to launch this podcast. So I really owe you guys a lot of thanks for these opportunities.
For those folks who are just listening for the first time, let me just say this first, and I'll go right back to Greg. For those folks who are just turning the station and saying, what is this you're listening to? Well, you're listening to Blind Beyond Radio Show, and we say we're the bridge between the visually impaired blind community and the sighted community. That's what we say we're all about. So this show is fun, supposed to be entertaining, supposed to be educational, and then we added a new one about a few weeks ago, the fourth, and that is employment. So those folks that listen to the show, Greg, tell the folks, when did you lose your sight?
Since birth. I've had a retinal condition since birth, so I've always had this condition.
You have Leber's, correct?
Right, LCA is the acronym. It's very similar to RP. It's a retinal condition, so I actually have pigments on the retina of my eyes.
But it's not as common as RP, correct?
Much less common. As far as I know, there's only 300 of us in the U.S.
No,
actually,
really?
That have it, so it's extremely rare, yeah.
Do you know Braille?
I don't, no.
You don't? You don't?
I don't.
How come? You know, I'm asking them, I'm just curious, because people like myself, I went blind later in life, so I should know Braille, but never had the time to learn. But you've been blind all your life, so how come you never really wanted to learn Braille?
Yeah, I mean, I have had some usable vision. My vision isn't quite as good as it used to be, so I was never taught Braille in school. But it is definitely a skill that I would like to learn.
Okay. So, folks, if you want to call in and speak to this young man, Greg Lindberg, you want to say hello? You have anything to say? 407-894-1680. Lynn, you want to do a PSA before we go further? We're going to break. We're going to break.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat. 407-898-2483. Call today.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Are you looking for a career?
Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Your host, that's right, I'm your host, believe it or not. Michael is my name. That's right. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407 844-894-1680. That's right. We have on the line right now a beautiful young lady. That's right. I'm saying this nice and slow. Her name is Kelly Egan, and she's from Sprint. And I understand, I can't see her, but my wife told me she is really pretty. And she's from Sprint. Lynn?
Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Thank you for the compliment, my God.
Yeah, well, you are.
Right? Already.
Yeah. Let me tell everybody that Kelly Egan is the Customer Relations Manager for the Blind and Low Vision Community at Sprint Accessibility.
And she's really nice person, too.
Yes, she is. All right.
Anybody put up with me is good.
Okay, so I guess we have some questions. We're going to put you on the spot.
Wonderful.
All right.
Michael? Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Well, you're quite welcome. The first question I would like to ask you is, how does Sprint, as far as accessibility for the community, for the blind community?
Well, what we try and do is make sure we have a place for blind and low vision individuals to go. When we attend all sorts of events for the blind community, AFB, NFB, BVA, all the various events for blind people, and we bring our retail stores to those shows so that we can make it easy for people to get what they need to join or upgrade or get their phones, whatever they need to, that they'd have to go to a retail store otherwise, because that's a pain in the neck, and we all know that.
Right.
So we try and bring stores to our customers. We have an accessibility care team for people with disabilities, so our consumers get a special phone number, an 800 number, that's answered by a team that understands how to work with them with their disabilities. Mm-hmm. So they're not just calling someone who doesn't have a clue about how they're using their iPhone or Android, you know, with gestures rather than seeing their phone.
So you bring Sprint to the community rather than the community going to you. That's great.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice. So, Greg, did you have a question for Kelly?
Yeah, I did. Hi there, Kelly.
This is Greg Lindberg, our guest host tonight.
Hi, Kelly. Nice
Hi,
to meet
Greg.
You. Thanks for coming on tonight. My question
Thank
is,
you.
What is your role with Sprint specifically?
Okay. So they call me Customer Relations Manager, and I came on board and work under the or within the accessibility team. So I'm the blind gal on this team, and I have about five other blind or low vision folks who work under me on this team across the country.
That's impressive.
So the accessibility team is comprised of people who are deaf, hard of hearing, deaf blind, and also then my little blind team.
That's unbelievable. And,
yeah, and I just got to say that's so neat that a company like Sprint actually employs people with disabilities. I think
and cares.
Really,
they care.
Yeah, and you really can't get more direct, you know, someone who actually knows and can relate to this community.
I appreciate that because I think that's really important. You know, I feel like I've gotten a lot of experience. I'm relatively newly blind over the last 8 years. And so every time I get to go to these events and trade shows and so on and interact with a bunch of people, I learn more about my phone as I'm explaining to them about their phone and how to use it and how to make it easier. So we all, you know, are kind of here to help one another expand our independence via, you know, connection and connection, basically.
Right.
I have a question for you. Do you take hope with you wherever you go?
I do.
Oh, she's beautiful.
I just took her on a cruise, as a matter of fact.
Did
that
you really?
First, yes. And she was good. It was me that wasn't as, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't as good. But, yes, she flies everywhere with me and does a great job.
How big is she?
She's 59 pounds.
Oh, she's a big girl.
Yeah.
She's pretty medium-sized at the best. She's a black lab.
How long have you had her?
I've had her 6 years.
6 years. So you waited a couple of years and then you got her.
Yeah.
Well, it took me a long time to admit that I was blind. So
we have a lot of listeners that have that issue.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, it took me a long time to realize was running into things, et cetera.
Yeah. So Kelly.
Yeah. And,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. So I wanted you to, if you would, to please tell our listeners that are listening, and they go, oh, wow, Sprint's on the air. So why don't you tell the listeners what would make Sprint a good choice? Why is it a good choice for the blind and low vision community?
Well, it certainly depends on what you're looking for. But why I believe Sprint is a good choice is, excuse me, we have terrific pricing on our plans. Mm-hmm. So we're very affordable compared to the other big four, basically, phone companies. So we have great pricing, and it all has unlimited freedom, meaning unlimited text, unlimited talk, unlimited data. And for, you know, especially if you're getting one or two or three or four or five lines, you know, the prices are exceptional. We usually have very good deals on iPhones and Androids, like things like buy one, get one free.
Oh.
And those are promotions that come and go.
Mm-hmm.
So the pricing is great. And then the idea that we'll have customer care for people with disabilities to support you once you're on board, because, you know, things happen and go wrong, and we want to be able to support you when that happens as well. And we've invested in supporting the blind community, and I feel like that's really important. And, we go to shows and we don't see any of the other big carriers, and we're glad to be the only ones there.
Kelly, we have a couple of listeners that are on the line, and then Marcia would like to ask you a question, too, after the listeners. We have Gary from Winter Park, Florida, on the line, and Sheila from Orlando on the line. So who's first for a question? Okay, Gary, you have a question? Ask the question, and then you can hang up, and Kelly will answer. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Gary is
Hello,
one of
Kelly.
Our co-hosts, Sheila. Sheila. Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelly.
Now everybody's Sheila.
Yeah.
Okay. My question is, are they ever going to come back? See, I'm not a smartphone user. I'm not that smart. But I use a regular phone, a flip phone, and years ago I used to, get the phones that, had raised numbers, I could feel the way through the numbers, find the five and boom, boom, boom. Now it's all flat.
Right.
And I was wondering if they're ever going to come back with raised letters or raised numbers. I'm sorry. So I'll get off here. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. That's a good question, Kelly, but I think I know the answer.
That's a great question. We still do have flip phones that have, talk back on them, or talking features on them, text to speech and so on. So you can get a flip phone that works for blind people. They don't have the raised numbers on them. They have individual buttons, but they're not raised numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Will they ever come back with that? I don't know. I'm not, I don't know the answer
right.
to that.
Who can
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too. Okay, well, we have our next caller, Sheila Young, another co-host from Orlando, would like to ask you a question.
Got Sheila.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, guys. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Sheila.
Actually,
nice to talk to you.
Yeah, Sheila made that commercial for you.
Thanks, Sheila. You did a great job, by the way.
Sprint user for, 14 years? When I came to Orlando, I went to Sprint, and I really didn't have a question other than to make the comment that Sprint's customer service and my service with Sprint is awesome. So I didn't really have a question other than to say thank you for supporting the show, and we are so happy to have you on board.
Oh, Sheila, thank you so much.
Nice,
I really
Sheila.
Appreciate your support.
Thank you, Sheila, for calling in. We appreciate that. And
Good
we'll
night.
See you soon.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
So, Marcia, you have a question for Kelly, too?
I do, Kelly. Hi, I'm Marcia, Greg's mom.
Yep.
It's nice to talk to you. I'm
Hi
so
there.
Glad you're here.
Thank you for having
us.
Me.
Thank you. What makes Sprint unique for our blind, low-vision community?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I think the fact that we're, you know, I think there's lots of little things, but I think the key is that we're really engaged with the community and making an effort to make sure we have plans that support the community, you know, affordable plans. And, oh, two things that we have that I haven't mentioned that I think are really cool. Right now, we provide either one of two things, a free KNFB reader on your new smartphone. So usually that's got a $99 value, and that will be for free to you. Oh, you can get a KNFB reader.
That's great.
And, yeah, and then if you already have that, you could get a $100 gift certificate to Uber.
Wow. Wonderful.
Transportation. So you get $10 off of 10 rides on Uber.
Fantastic.
So we're trying to sweeten the pot a little bit and make it unique to the blind community. And that's what we're doing at this point in time.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly,
we'd like to take a call from Jim.
Yes, thank you,
from Kissimmee, Florida.
That's right. We have another question
Jim,
for you,
Jim, you have a question for Kelly?
Yes, hi. Yes, you guys been at the National Federation of the Blind National Convention for the last 5 years, which are in Orlando, which is great, and that's how many of the blind people learned about you and have got their phones, and, you know. But what I want to know is two things. Since it's not going to be in Orlando next year, and it's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Mandalay Bay, are you guys going to be in Las Vegas, as far as you know, because you have been at every convention for the last 5 years that I know of. And also, are you guys merging with T-Mobile like it's been rumored?
Okay. We will be in Las Vegas, for sure. Well, for sure. Nothing's ever for sure, is it? But we will be in Las Vegas. We're planning on that. And, yes, we have been in Orlando the last 5 years. And so I look forward to being in Las Vegas because I'm in San Diego and it's a little bit closer. So that's good. The merger with T-Mobile, it is, we're hoping it happens. It's in the stage of we can't really talk about it. We don't really know about it. Even, you know, it's all in that stage of legalness and FCC and this and that. But clearly, the intention is the two companies will merge, but there's still a lot of process in place to see if it will actually happen, and we'll probably know that not until sometime next year. So for now, we're two separate companies competing like crazy.
Also, and one more question. Your local stores, like your, you know, stores in your neighborhood,
yes.
Will they all be trained to know how to handle the... you know, accessibility for the blind people? Because, you know, you guys go to the trade shows and that's good, but, you know, how have they trained all the local stores of employees that work in there?
That's a great question. I would say we still have a ways to go on that. What I like to do is for people to give me a call first or go to the sprint.com/vision website so that I can call the store ahead of time, excuse me, and let them know that you're coming in, or you can call them ahead of time and let them know that you're coming in, and then contact me so that I'm able to prepare the store and make sure that someone there understands the accessibility features and knows how to, you know, be of service to you. We've got training that we're building. Right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Kelly,
yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We're going to go to break. Can
Can you
have her hold on just for a minute? She can give the contact information when we come back, and then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay, if you would hold on, okay, as we go to break.
You bet.
Thanks,
we're going to
Kelly.
Break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable, input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Cap for only $179. Cap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-Dot Braille Label Maker, manufactured by Logantech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logantech, improving your quality of life.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we are talking to a young lady, Kelly.
Kelly Egan from Sprint Accessibility.
From Sprint. Kelly.
Yes, indeed.
I just wanted to make sure you're still there. Yes.
Yeah. So before we go, Kelly, and say goodnight, could you please tell everybody, I mean, I was really impressed. Your landing page, it's terrific. It goes right to the audio, but can you tell everybody just a teensy bit about it and how they would access the information if they would like to move forward with Sprint?
Sure. Well, there's various ways to get with us. You can do it through our stores or whatever. But if you want to do it via the internet, you can go to www.sprint.com/vision. And when you go to that site, it's completely accessible. Mm-hmm. It has audio description, so that's helpful. And you can buy your phone and get your plans just from that site, and your phone will be sent to you.
Great.
Or you can go to a store and you can contact me ahead of time, and I'll let the store know you're coming. And my contact information is my phone number is 720-988-6744, and this is Kelly Egan. And finally, my email is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, dot Egan, E-G-A-N, at sprint.com.
Okay.
And you can email me, let me know you want to be going to a store, and, you know, I can connect you so that you're in good shape and have an appointment once you get there. Otherwise, I'll be at a lot of the state ACB and NFB shows, as well as the next year's national shows.
Okay. Well, okay.
I look forward to meeting everybody.
I'm sure they're going to come over and see you for sure.
Well, thank you so much for coming with us.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you,
Kelly.
Thank you all.
Have a good night.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye.
And Jimmy is still on the line?
I think he wanted to say hi to Greg.
Jim? No, he left.
Okay, let's get right to Greg, Michael.
So, right now, if you ever go any further, oh, by the way, if you want to know anything more about Sprint, it's on our website.
Right.
It's all there.
On the advertiser page.
On the advertising page. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know about our webpage, it's Blind and, don't forget the A&D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And let me explain something about the advertiser page. For the sighted people, they obviously we have the logos. For the blind and visually impaired people, we've created, for each advertiser, there's a button, and it's just simple text. So, for example, it will just say a Sprint, and you'll just click on that. It'll go to the same web page as if a sighted person was clicking on the logo. So you're all set. It's all accessible. Okay. If they have a question for Greg, because Greg is going to play now. All right.
Okay. So, Jim.
It's up to you, Greg. It's your call.
Sure. Let's take
them. Literally.
You there?
The pun intended.
Jim.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you want to say hello to Greg Lindberg?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys for having such a talented guy on there tonight. I happen to know Greg. He's with the Pinellas Council of the Blind.
That's right.
And he's our secretary in there. And I'll tell you, everything Greg does, he does it 100%.
There you
he's
go.
He's a talented guy, and I'm really proud to call Greg my friend. My name is Jim Warman.
Aww.
Thank you, Jim.
We
I really
love him, too.
Well,
he's great.
Wait, is Jim the first-time caller?
Yeah, no, I've called before.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
thanks
the last name.
Thanks for calling
name.
In, Jim.
Thank
thanks.
You.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And
who
now
else?
We got Harvey. Harvey, where are you calling from?
From Atlanta, probably.
Harvey?
My name is Jim Warman.
Harvey, you there?
Yes.
Where are you calling in from, Harvey?
Turn your radio down, Harvey, please.
Harvey, got to turn down your radio.
Or whoever. However you're
Harvey,
accessing
you there?
The show.
Alexa.
Mr. Harvey, turn your radio down.
Okay.
Tell
very
Alexa
good.
To lower
where are you
voice.
Calling in from, Harvey? What part
yeah,
of the country?
All right, wait, I'll turn it all down. Hold on.
Oh, a different Harvey.
Harvey, please.
Okay.
Harvey, where are you calling in from?
No,
it's still there.
Not so easy.
Okay. Very good.
No, it's got that, you know, you can't hear him.
Feedback.
Okay, let's go. We'll break.
So Greg, right now we're going to have trivia, and Greg Lindberg is going to play the tune,
mm-hmm.
and this is a two-part trivia. The first part is name the song. The second part is who was the group that sang the song. Okay, so the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Greg, you are up.
All right.
Yes, sir. All righty. So I got my Fender out here, and
no
I'm ready
stage
to
fright,
strum
Greg.
Away. All right, here goes nothing. Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing. Wild thing, I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. I love you. Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing.
Okay, so the question is, the song he was just playing on his guitar, who did the original, and the other, what's the name of the song? You got two parts.
Wow.
Name of the song? And who's singing it? Original.
Oh my gosh, two parts.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
That was great, Greg.
Well, Harvey, you back, Harvey? Is Harvey still there?
He's on the phone.
Harvey. I love that name, Harvey. I used to know some Harveys. Harvey.
Greg, you taught yourself how to play the guitar, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, at first I did. I
Harvey.
Had taken lessons, but at first
good
I was
you.
All by ear.
Hey, Chris,
so.
Is Harvey still there?
Yeah,
Chris.
We know Harvey.
He's on the phone, Michael.
Yeah, he's a good
he
friend.
He lives
of
in Clearwater.
So.
Oh, you
Harvey
know
lives
Harvey.
We know Harvey.
Oh, you
yeah,
know
he's a good
Harvey.
Friend, yes.
Oh,
good family friend.
Why don't you play a little bit more while we're waiting, Greg?
Okay, same song?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Refresh their memory.
Let's see here. Wild thing, I think you move me. But I want to know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me. Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing. Come on, wild thing. Shake it, wild thing. Come on, wild thing.
Okay, we've got some callers.
We've got some
Greg.
Callers. Brent from California is the
right.
first one. Brent from California. Brent, are you there?
California.
Yes, right here.
Hi, Brent. How
Hi,
are
Brent.
You?
Brent.
How you doing?
Hi, how's everybody?
All
Everybody's
right.
Good, Brent.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. Yes, I think I know the name of the song, and I think I know who sang
okay,
it.
Okay, so who did it? Who did it?
Was it Wild Thing by the Troggs?
Yes.
Right. Excellent. I didn't know that. I knew the song, but not who was saying it.
You just won yourself $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, well, praise God. That's a sweet treat.
Isn't that nice? Sweet treat. Way out there in California.
Great
aren't
job,
you lucky?
Brent.
Good job.
Yeah, really
that was awesome.
It.
You getting Thanks. A kick out of the show? Greg's mom's here and his dad and his dog, Lily. The whole family's here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, of course, I really love the show and really been enjoying it like always. It's always super.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brent.
Thank you, Brent. All right.
Thank you.
Keep on listening. And I believe we have your address.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave it to Chris, just in case.
Okay, just in case. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
And I just want to say, folks, I really appreciate it. And I'm glad to know about Sprint and what they offer. You know, knowledge is power. And the more we know, the more choices we have. So I really appreciate you having, you know, them on, and also Greg. And it's just a super show all the way.
All thank
right.
you so much.
Thank you.
But, Brent, let me tell you something about Sprint, which I'm very impressed, that they have quite a few, four or five people behind the scenes that are blind.
On their
and that's
team,
really
yeah.
nice.
Right.
That's really great for a big company like that to have blind people working there. Fabulous.
That's terrific.
Yeah, that's really, really, that's really good.
Yes.
Well, it shows they care about us.
Yes, that's right. Thanks for calling in. We got to go.
Thank you, Brent. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a nice day.
God bless you as well.
Do we have Debbie still holding there? Debbie from, where is she calling
you
from, Debbie? Clearwater?
Yeah.
St. Petersburg.
St. Pete. Debbie from St. Pete. How you doing, Debbie from St. Pete?
All right. I guess I lost the trivia. I knew the answer, but somebody beat me to it,
well,
but that's okay.
Keep on listening, and next time you'll win. That's all.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, sure. And I wanted to say hi to Greg and his mom and dad and Lynn and Michael. And
thank you.
I'm from the Pinellas Council of the Blind as well.
There
and
you
we
go.
Had our meeting yesterday. And Greg pulled off a real nice surprise for our president, Eugene Batke. It was his 70th birthday a couple of weeks ago. And so he talked to all the officers and said, how about if we have a cake? So he and his mom went and picked up the cake, and we sang happy birthday. And Eugene had no idea what was going to be going on, so it was a real surprise.
Well, that's
so
nice.
I want to thank Greg for doing that.
Oh, we got to go. We're going to break.
Got to go to break.
Okay. Thanks for calling. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual. An insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit nib.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
To the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have a caller we've been trying to get through. Harvey. Harvey, you there, Harvey?
I'm right here.
Where are you calling from, Harvey?
I'm calling from the Hampton in Clearwater. And at that
Clearwater, Florida.
At that particular moment, before we got to Greg, there was an outage here.
Oh,
the lights and everything went out.
Uh-oh.
So that's the reason... How is Greg right there?
I'm doing well. I really appreciate you calling in and listening, Harvey. It really means a lot to me.
Absolutely. I like what you just did. Sounded great.
Did you happen to know the name of that song I played earlier?
I'm trying to think of it.
All right. Well, Harvey, thank you for calling. And Grace, we're going to the top of the hour in 3 minutes, and Grace going to do a little something for one of
our
listeners.
That's very good. I'm not going to hold you up.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Harvey. Thank you for calling in.
Tell everybody you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And
thank
a wonderful
Harvey.
Job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Harvey. Okay, Greg, you're on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Harvey.
Bye, Harvey.
Greg, what is it that you're going to play?
Tell the audience. Sure. We have just a quick birthday wish for Eugene Batke, the president of the Pinellas Council of the Blind. His birthday was September 9th, so here goes nothing.
Belated birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eugene.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Eugene.
Very nice, Greg.
Very nice.
Okay, so Greg, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to be doing at the top of the second hour? About sports, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Well, tell us.
Sure.
About baseball.
Beat baseball, because I did get a chance to play in the Beat Baseball World Series over the summer, and I have a Beat Baseball here that I want to demo. We also have a clip. Chris, I know over there behind the glass, can play for us. So it's going to be fun, this next segment, all about Beat Baseball, especially with baseball now coming down to the end of the season and the playoffs starting. So what better time than now to talk about baseball?
Okay, so that'll be happening as we come back from the second hour. So we're looking forward to that.
And if you miss any part of this radio show, don't forget you go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can hear all the shows since we started. They're all there. Okay, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the website. And if you want to write to us and tell us anything you want, just write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And don't forget to check out our Facebook page. It's just Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And how about the 518 number? We still have that for
that,
people to
call in.
That's
phone number.
Do you know the number, Greg? What is it?
I believe so. 518-712-0057.
Correct.
Very good.
Right.
Very good.
That's, that's listen only. So
listen
you can
only.
Call that number and just listen on the phone. You can't actually talk on the air, but you can listen by phone if you don't have a smartphone or computer or... Hey, if your power goes out but your cell phone still works, you don't have internet, you can still call in and listen.
Here we go.
We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Hold tight.
After the top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a lot more.
More of Greg Lindberg.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.